Well, good morning and welcome to Saturday, the 23rd day of November in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We will begin this Saturday with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Now Show Me Your Glory. The journey from hiding to hiddenness. Our text is Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 to 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face. For no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand. And you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. Here's the lesson for today. God will reveal the glory of heaven, which is his presence, to all who are willing to be hidden in him on earth. Hiddenness is one of the essences of humility. Moses was hidden from birth. He was hidden in a small ark of reeds and pushed out on the Nile River. Later, he was hidden in the wilderness for 40 years, herding his father-in-law's sheep. Of all the people in the world, this is who God chose for this assignment. Later in this wilderness, the Bible is careful to tell us. Now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. That's Numbers 12:3. Here's the kicker. Moses turns out to be one of the most well-known people who has ever lived. It brings me to the second part of my learning here. The antithesis of hiddenness is fame. The opposite of fame is not obscurity, but hiddenness. We now live in an age whose core value is fame. When people do not have a deep inner validation as a person, they clamor for adulation on the surface. It is one of the darker values of the misuse of social media. Look at me. I am somebody. We are all made for the glory of God, but short of that, we will accrue all manner of glory for ourselves. And the worst permutation of this happens when people accrue glory for themselves in the name of God. It's why famous saint is an oxymoron. or at least a non sequitur. These are such massive constructs of thought, I can hardly wrap my mind around them. It's also quite fascinating to contrast the concepts of hiddenness and humility with those of hiding and shame. Hiddenness does not mean hiding. Hiddenness is the gift of God to the humble ones who have traded in their own quest for glory for the pursuit of beholding the glory of another. For a long time in my life, I think I wanted to be famous. I believe God continues to save and deliver me from this desire. He has shown me something infinitely better than being famous. It is being known. Not well known, but known well, deeply known. I want to be known by God and by my family and friends, whom I consider you to be. I want to be known simply and completely as I most truly am. And that's how I want to know God and others. I think that's what we all want. The thirst for fame is simply the broken longing to be known. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back. But my face must not be seen. This is a one-of-a-kind event here, reserved for Moses alone. But what if I told you there is a better word for us, an even richer vision? For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 4:6. We can see the face of God and live. In fact, the tables have turned. No one can really live who does not see the face of Jesus Christ. And the most marvelous thing of all is the way his face can be reflected in our very faces. Others can see him when they look at us. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from my quest for self-actualization, for the realization of what I think is my best and highest self and usefulness in the world. I receive your deliverance into the actualization of my baptism, my old self and sinful nature being buried with Jesus in his death, and my new creation life being raised to life with Jesus in his resurrection. Now I receive your deliverance into the actualization of this reality. I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Jesus Christ lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and given himself for me. Now I receive your deliverance into the actualization of this reality. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Yes, it will be for my good. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today: what do you think about this contrast between being famous and being known? How about the connection between humility and hiddenness? How about the notion of being delivered from the quest for self-actualization and into the gift of baptismal actualization? Those are some big questions, I know. I'm grappling with them. We're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing the hymn, classic hymn, My Hope Is Built. It's number 102. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. 102, we'll sing it in just a minute. Couple more thoughts here about fame. You know, the interesting thing about famous people is just how few people actually know them. Because what fame does is it creates an image of the person. And that's all the masses can see, is the image. They can't really see. The image is not really who this person is. It's the projection of their talent and their sense of personality that is public, at least. And it's a very cruel place that people who are famous find themselves in. It's a terrible thing, actually. I've known a lot of famous people, and this is why they have to build, you know, massive compounds to live in, because they can't go in the public, because people who don't know them, who think they know them, are constantly clamoring for their attention. And I've just noticed the emptiness of relationships that famous people wind up building with other famous people. It's like, it's very, very strange. Anyway, it is the core value of our society in this time. And certainly young people have latched onto it because they're thirsting and just hungering for identity. But what they'll take is just some validation of not their identity, but their projected image, you know, and that's why everybody compares their follower counts on all these social media channels. And, you know, you are however many followers you have. That's the interesting thing. There's no such thing as a famous saint. It's an oxymoron. And oftentimes I find people try to attribute the value of fame to Jesus as though he were famous. And I think, gosh, that's the last thing Jesus would ever want to be. He desires to be deeply, intimately, personally known. And eschews fame. You know, the minute he does one of these miracles, he's like, don't tell anybody. Let me stay out of the public view in this sense of just people seeing me for some miraculous feat that I accomplished. He's like, just let me stay hidden. I wrote a song, I don't know, I bet it's been over 20 years ago. And that's interesting. I wrote it with a friend of mine. He actually wrote the melody of it. I wrote the lyrics. Tim Putnam is his name. And the song, I think it says, Lord, make me obscure, keep me unnoticed, let me be known by your image in me, broken by grace and made by mercy. Let me be hidden, hidden in you. And then the chorus sings, it goes like this: hidden in the rock behind your glory, hidden in the cross behind your shame. Let me be as lost inside your greatness, to be found within your name. And it goes on from there. Well, that song has remained hidden, interestingly, for all these years. Chris Tomlin, I think, published the lyrics to it in a book he wrote many years ago. And then in the last couple of years, it's been picked up by our friend Mark Swayze and Brenna Bullock and Bristol House. And Mark, they added some bits to the song and recorded it. I'm going to put a link in the email today if you care to listen to it on wherever you can get streaming music. It'll be there. But I think it could be a significant song for our time if it can get out of hiding. I don't know, but I do commend it to you. I think it's a rich song, and I think that they've done a good work with it. I'm proud of them. Well, let's sing our hymn today, which is far from a hidden song. My Hope Is Built. We'll sing all four verses. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and sway. Stay on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. You know, that's a great wilderness song. I love how, you know, when darkness veils his lovely face. Didn't say if it does, it's when it does. This happens in the wilderness. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. Not if the whelming flood, but in. When all around my soul gives way, not if, when. I hope you're getting this. This is one of the fight songs of the wilderness. And many of you know, I know out there battling all kinds of everything giving way around you. When all around my soul gives way, when darkness veils his love, you're like, where are you, Lord? In this battle that I'm in, and he's right there with you. Just stand on the rock. Say, Lord, show me your glory. That's a good prayer. I wish I would have made more out of that. Then Moses said, now, show me your glory. It's a fair, powerful prayer. And I commend it to myself and to you as we walk out this wilderness way together. So remember, today, Saturday, you're on the fields of awakening and you're encountering many people who are struggling, some who are slumbering, others who are suffering, and, you know, the occasional few who are, everything's coming up roses, so bless them too. But be on the lookout. Be ready to sow. Be ready to encourage. Be ready to spend a moment lingering with people. That's how Jesus wants to meet them through you. I'll see you on the field. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.